Downtown Las Vegas joins search for future NBA arena site. Downtown Las Vegas has emerged as a new option for the future home of the city's NBA team after Mayor Shelley Berkley said she plans to pitch a site near Symphony Park. The proposal adds a fresh twist to the arena debate and could pull one of the city's biggest future sports projects away from the Strip. Berkley said she intends to raise the downtown location in a conversation with NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, pointing to roughly 20 acres near the market center and close to freeway access. She argued the area could offer less congestion than some of the higher-profile sites already being discussed. That puts downtown into a contest that already includes T-Mobile Arena and two proposed new-build venues. One is the LVXP project on the North Strip near Fontainebleau, while another has been proposed by Oakview Group near Las Vegas Boulevard South and Blue Diamond Road, close to the planned high-speed rail terminal linking Las Vegas with Southern California. Downtown proposal adds a new angle to the arena debate. The mayor's comments come as Las Vegas continues to shape the next phase of its professional sports growth. The city has already added the Raiders, Golden Knights, Aces, and a growing list of major events, while an MLB stadium for the Athletics is also part of the pipeline. Berkley framed the NBA project as another step in that broader shift. She said the idea of Las Vegas becoming home to multiple major league teams once seemed impossible, but is now becoming part of the city's identity. Residents near the proposed downtown site gave mixed but generally positive reactions. Some said an arena could bring more traffic, while others saw it as a chance to boost restaurants, businesses, and activity in the area around Symphony Park. Strip venues still loom large. Even with downtown now in the conversation, it remains only one of several possible outcomes. T-Mobile Arena already has a proven events infrastructure and sits in the center of the city's best-known entertainment district, while the two planned arena developments are each trying to present themselves as long-term homes for a franchise. That means the final choice will come down to more than just location. Developers, city officials, and potential ownership groups will all be trying to show why their site offers the strongest commercial case, the easiest access, and the best long-term fit for an NBA team. The league's move follows earlier expansion discussions that identified Las Vegas as a leading candidate, with the process expected to unfold over several years. Golden Knights owner Bill Foley said the league's decision to bring expansion to Las Vegas was exciting and well-deserved for local residents. At the same time, interest in ownership is also building, with reports linking Magic Johnson to the process and suggesting expansion fees could land in the $7 billion to $10 billion range. What happens next will center on bids, applicants, and the league's review of ownership and venue plans. For now, Berkley has made clear that downtown wants to be part of that conversation, and that means the race to host Las Vegas basketball is no longer limited to the Strip.